下面是我们读经的时间。
Now it's time for scripture reading.
请大家打开圣经。
Let's all turn to our Bible.
哥林多前书。
First Corinthians.
第十三章。
Chapter 13.
我们今天要读第四节到第八节。
And today we're going to read verses 4 through 8.
大家都找到没有？
We all found.
我们弟兄姊妹可以互相帮着找一下。
You can help your neighbors if they can find it.
307面，在我手中怎么声音？是我们教会声音。307面。
It's page 307 if you were reading our church's Bible.
哥林多前书第十三章第四节，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息。
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
过去几个礼拜，我一连串的参加了好几个一般人人生当中非常重要的场合。
In the past few weeks, I have been going to several occasions that's supposed to be very important for people's lives.
先是五月底有康奈尔的毕业典礼。
First is at the end of May, there's commencement of Cornell.
接下来在六月份，我在西岸的加州和东岸的纽约市各有一个康奈尔校友的婚礼。
And then in June, I attended two weddings. One is in California, which is the West Coast, and then one in New York in the East Coast.
之后又是我女儿的高中毕业典礼。
And then there is a commencement of my daughter's high school graduation.
最后是我父亲的葬礼。
And lastly is the funeral of my father's.
好多年前有一部电影叫做四个婚礼一个葬礼。
So many years there's a movie called Four Weddings and a Funeral.
我跟那个差不多，是两个毕业典礼，两个婚礼，一个葬礼。
So I'm kind of like that. So I have two commencement, two weddings, and a funeral.
在那当中，我实际上要面对更多更复杂的情绪。
In those occasions, I actually have to face many complex feelings.
因为我在美国的西岸、东岸中间飞来飞去，这一切都集中在。短短的五个礼拜当中
，Because in between the 5 weeks, I have been flying back and forth between the east and west coast.
这五个场合，无论是毕业典礼、婚礼还是葬礼，都是人生中的大事。
In those five different occasions, whether it be commencement, weddings, or funerals, these are all very important occasions in your life.
在这五个场合也都是既有欢笑也有泪水。
And also there are tears and there are laughters in these occasions.
毕业典礼是庆祝学生们完成学业拿到学位。
Commencement is to celebrate or congratulate the graduates to finish their studies and get their degrees.
但是学生们要离开学校跟老朋友告别各奔前程的时候，也有几分依依不舍的感伤。
But when the students are about to leave the school, they have to say goodbye to their good friends and to go on for their own future. There's actually a sadness to it.
婚礼当然是一件喜事。
Weddings are definitely a joyful event.
但在婚礼当中，新郎、新娘或者他们的父母亲也常常会出现泪流满面的状况。
However, in weddings, we often see a lot of tears in the groom and the bride or their parents.
葬礼照理来说应该是一个很忧伤的场合。
And normally, a funeral is a sad event.
但是在基督徒的葬礼当中，我们却经常看到在眼泪之下依然有充满喜乐的笑容。
And however, in Christian funerals, we can often see joyful smiles in between the tears.
我父亲的葬礼正是如此。
My father's funeral is one of them.
一些还没有信主的朋友非常惊讶，怎么我母亲跟我们三姐弟都是笑容满面的，和每一位来参加葬礼的众亲友们一一问安。
Some of those friends who are not believers, they're surprised to see that my mother and all three of us children actually greet them with a smile during the funeral.
这不是我们事先商量好说啊，我们一定要这样子做的。
So we didn't actually talk to each other and said that we're going to do it like this.
而是我们心中的确有从主来的喜乐和平安，我们就不约而同的自然的表现出来。
But indeed, in our hearts, we're filled with the joy and peace from God. So we actually just did it naturally, and we did it all together.
知道来参加葬礼的众亲友们大大松了一口气。
So these helped the relatives and friends who came to the funeral to feel a lot more relaxed.
每个人结果都能够利用这个机会，轻松自在的与多年不见的老朋友。尽情的寒暄。
So every one of them actually are able to just be relaxed and to be able to talk to friends and relatives that they haven't seen for a long, long time.
在我父亲的葬礼当中，我最强烈的感受是相信主耶稣真是蒙福。
So what I felt the most during my father's funeral was that it was really a great blessing to be able to believe in God.
全家都信主，侍奉主，更是蒙福。
For the whole family to believe in God and to serve God together is even more of a blessing.
这让我们在一个一般人认为只有感伤的这个时刻，反而经历到说不出来的平安和喜乐。
Because we can experience the inexpressible peace and joy during the time when most of people will actually feel sadness.
我真的是盼望我们每一位叔叔阿姨，既然有机会听到福音。就要早早信主。
So I really hope that for all the uncles and aunties here, if you have a chance to hear the gospel, you should accept Jesus Christ soon.
你要带领你的众儿女们信主。
And you also have to lead your children to God.
我也盼望我们教会的每一位基督徒都要为你父母亲及兄弟姐妹的得救祷告。
I also hope that every Christian in our church will pray for your unbelieving parents and siblings.
把握住机会，用合宜的方式向他们传福音。
And you really want to seize the opportunity and use the proper way to spread the gospel to them.
那在过去这五个礼拜，在这五个不同的场合，与这么多人共度人生中的几个重大的时刻，让我特别感受到爱是何等的重要。
So in the past 5 weeks, in those 5 different locations, and I have spent time with many people. During this important event in their lives, I deeply experienced that love is very important in our life.
世界上很多东西都是很短暂的。
Many things in this world is transient.
一时的成功，一时的竞争得胜，都会很快的就过去。
Temporary success and temporary winning in a competition will go away fast.
而好的人际关系，对人宽厚、真诚的爱。却可以在几十年之后依然显出它的价值和果效。
However, a good interpersonal relationship, generosity to people, truthful love can last for many decades, and it will eventually show its value and effect.
今年暑假我们主日信息的主题是爱。
So in this summer, the theme of our message is about love.
我们以哥林多前书13:4-8为主要的骨干，和大家一句一句的思想什么是爱。
So we base on the verses in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses 4 to 8, and then we will verse by verse discover what it really means by love.
希望我们大家既然有机会听到，就珍惜这个机会，让神的话语来鉴察我们，提醒我们。
So since we have this chance to learn about love, let's all grasp this opportunity and to examine ourselves with God's words.
然后我们在生活当中不断地调整自己，好让主的爱更多也更自然地从我们身上不断涌流出去。
So we can constantly remind ourselves so that we can always change, adjust ourselves to by God, and we can naturally flow the love from God to people around us.
好，今天我们要看的是第四节，最后的两句话，爱是不自夸，不张狂。
So today we're gonna meditate about the second half of verse 4, which is love does not boast and love is not proud.
好，我们先看爱是不自夸。
First, we're going to talk about love does not boast.
这边讲的自夸，保罗用了一个非常罕见的希腊字。
Here we talk about boasting. Paul actually used a very rare Greek word.
在整本新约圣经里面只出现这么一次。
So in the entire New Testament, it only appeared once.
实际上，在同时代的希腊文学当中，也只有一个跟这个字是同字根，但是形式稍微不同的字，在一些希腊哲学家的著作里面出现过几次。
So indeed, in contemporary Greek literature, we only saw one other word which has the same root but in a different form that has shown up in some Greek philosophers' writings.
那保罗用的这个字的这个形式呢，是目前找到的希腊文献当中最早的一个，在他之后才有别人跟着用。
So this form of boasting that Paul uses was the first to show up in Greek literature, and not only after that did people start using this word in this way.
那这个字直翻的意思是自我吹嘘，用夸大的方式让别人高看自己。
So if you translate this word directly, that's talking about you actually boast about yourself and then use exaggerate way to let other people to look up on yourself.
那以保罗写哥林多前书这封信的背景来看，当时在哥林多教会里面就有一些人表现出来的态度就是自夸。
If we look at the background when Paul writes this letter in the church of Corinth, we can see that a lot of people actually show this kind of attitude, and that's boasting.
夸什么呢?
And what do they boast about?
在哥林多前书里面我们可以找到一些线索。
So we can find some clues in the book of 1 Corinthians.
Yeah, 他们夸自己比别人有智慧。
So they boast about having more wisdom than others.
然后他们也夸自己比别人有知识。
And also boast about having more knowledge than others.
他们还自夸比别人属灵。
And also boast about being more spiritual than others.
那他们为什么老要自夸呢?
And why do they boast?
因为他们心怀野心，想要做领袖。
Because they have ambitions, they want to be leaders.
他们希望别人尊敬他们，听从他们。
And they want to gain respect from others so that others can follow them.
从这边我们可以看到，自夸的出发点是自私的。
So then we can see that the basis or the motivation of self-boasting is to be selfish.
一个习惯自夸的人心中总是想到自己。
And somebody who boasts often is always thinking about himself.
我怎么样可以更多得到别人的注意啊，更受人尊敬，更得到称赞。
And how can I get more attention from others, get more respect from others, and get more praises from others?
他所关心的都是自己得好处。
And all he worried about is what he can gain.
自夸甚至是以牺牲别人来抬高自己。
And some boasting even will sacrifice others so that he can lift himself up.
每当一个人在别人面前自夸的时候，他其实就把别人踩下去来撑高自己。
So when somebody is boasting about himself, he's actually stepping others down so that he can lift himself up.
以前我们教会的其中一位长老李勉群曾经分享过他的一点点体会。
One of the elders in our church Charles Lee, he used to share one of his experiences.
当时他在康奈尔商学院的王牌教授。
He's a very famous professor at Cornell Business School.
在他做研究的领域里面，他是出类拔萃的佼佼者。
And he's definitely the cream of the crop in the research that he does.
那他在有一次讲到的时候提到这件事。
And so in one of his sermons, he mentioned about this.
他说每次去参加大型会议的时候，在头几天大家初次见面的时候啊，彼此寒暄，都会很客套的问你在哪个学校做什么研究啊？
So whenever he went to major conferences and all the professors will greet each other and they will ask politely, oh, what you've been doing.
那他发现包括他自己在内，大家在这样寒暄的时候呢，其实都在暗中的比较谁比较有成就。
So he found that including himself, whenever people actually greet each other and ask about what they're doing, they're actually trying to compare and compete to see how who's doing better.
就跟一群鸡在那边比较谁的头最高一样。
And just like a group of chickens and trying to compare and and compete to see who can raise their head the highest.
所以每一次到一个 conference 的这个头几天，大家就在那边暗中估量，这次谁是 chicken number one， 谁是 chicken number two。
So whenever he went to major conferences in the first few days, and all these professors were trying to find out who's chicken number one and who's chicken number two.
所以大家在寒暄的时候呢，自我介绍的都是假谦虚，里面又带着自夸。
So whenever they greet each other, they actually fake to be humble, and actually indeed they're boasting.
如果遇到一个比自己高了一级的人，那也试着借着自夸来赢得对方的肯定和重视。
So if you see somebody who's one up and you actually try to boast, and so that they will respect you more.
那如果遇到一个资历差自己一截的人，那就得意极了，踩在别人的头上，感觉真过瘾。
And then if you see somebody who's actually not doing so well, you actually feel so great, and then you feel like you're on top of others.
我想这样的事情我们都不陌生。
I think this is not foreign to us either.
不论是哪个行业，这样的自夸都很常见。
No matter in what kind of profession you're in, this kind of occasion is not new to us.
很多时候我们拿自己自夸还不够，还要拿我们的儿女出来自夸。
So、a lot of times we do not only boast about ourselves, but we boast about our children.
但是我们不要忘记，从本质来说，自夸是一种自私的表现，是神所不喜悦的罪。
But let's not remember in essence, boasting is a way of being selfish. So this is not pleasing to God.
那自夸会有什么后果呢？
What is the consequences of boasting?
其中一种常见的后果就是自取其辱。
The first most often consequence is that you make a fool out of yourself.
有一次有个男的刚刚去受过急救训练，哇，对自己欣赏得不得了。
Once a man who just went through a CPR training and he was very proud of himself.
有一天刚好餐厅里面有人昏过去了，很多人很快围过去，还有一位女士正蹲下去要打算详细查看。
So once he was in the restaurant and then somebody actually passed out, so a lot of crowd that actually went around this person, and one woman actually knelt down and trying to see what's happening.
他老兄看到机会来了，马上跑过去。
This guy saw that, wow, this is a great opportunity, so he actually rushed over to the crowd.
他大声叫所有人都让开，也请那女士让到一边去。
So he yelled and shouted and said, asked everybody to get out of the way, and including this woman.
很自负地说，我是受过急救训练的。
And then he said that with proud.Saying that I have received CPR training.
当他正准备大显身手的时候，他发现情形比他受过的训练复杂，不是他能够应付的。
So he is just about to show off his skills, and he just realized that this is actually more complicated than he was able to handle.
那时候那位刚刚才被他推到一边的女士站在他后面，冷冷地对他说。
So at this time, this woman who was just pushed aside by him, and said to him coldly.
当你照着你的急救训练做到那个步骤说，你应该要赶快去找医生求救的时候，我就在这里。
So he said that, well, when you go step by step according to your CPR training, and when you come to the step when you need a doctor's help, please call me, I'm right here.
自夸的另外一个常见的后果是引发争论。
The other consequence of boasting is to create conflict.
如果两个都爱自夸的人很不巧撞在一起，哇，那是非争不可。
So if two people both like to boast, get together, and then you can see the result is pretty bad.
因为两个人都想要把别人踩下去，让自己得到尊重。
Because they both want to step each other down to make themselves higher.
那连带的后果是，自夸的人不太可能会和别人有很亲切真诚的关系。
So along the same line, the consequence of boasting is that this kind of people cannot have a true and sincere relationship with others.
因为在自夸的底下总是隐藏了一些虚假。
Because there's always some pretense behind boasting.
自夸的人也许在一时之间赢得一些虚荣的满足，但从长远的角度来看，他却失去了建立真诚友谊的机会。
So those who boast may for a short time gain some respect from others and feel good for a while, but long term, when you look at it, he actually cannot establish true friendship with others.
我们再看爱是不张狂。
Now we're going to look at the second part, which is love is not proud.
张狂跟自夸非常相近，都是表现出骄傲的态度。
Boasting and being proud is very similar, and they both show arrogant attitude.
那 但是如果要仔细区分的话，自夸是把自己吹嘘膨胀到超过真实的地步。
But you have to tell them apart. Boasting is basically exaggerate the true situation and make it more than what it is.
那张狂呢，却是利用自己确实有可夸的地方，显出嚣张傲慢的态度。
To be proud means that you actually are arrogant about something that you are truly good at.
那自夸想要的是得人的称赞。
So boasting is to want to gain respect from others.
张狂比自夸更严重，他想要的是权力。
To be proud is worse than to boast, because wants power.
会自夸是因为怕得不到自己想要得到的称赞。
Someone were to boast, that was because he wanted to get the kind of praises that he is afraid to lose.
会张狂是因为怕得不到自己想要得到的权利。
And to be proud means that he is afraid to lose the kind of power that he wanted to get.
有一次，有一个晚上起了很大的雾。
One night is a very foggy night.
在海上有一艘军舰的舰长看到远方居然有另外一艘船的灯光直直朝他的方向过来。
A captain on a fighting ship saw that there is the light beam from the other ship that actually came directly to him.
那这个舰长就马上叫他的信号兵发出电讯，跟对方说：“朝你的北方调整你的航向十度。”
So the captain ordered his signal soldier and said that.Then he sent out a telegraph telling the other ship to turn his direction 10 degrees to the north.
没想到对方传回个电讯，你朝你的南方调整你的航向十度。
And he only found that the other ship actually sent back another telegraph and saying that you should turn your direction 10 degrees to your south.
那舰长非常不高兴，就再送出电讯，我是海军上将舰长。你朝你的北方调整你的航向十度。
So the captain was really unhappy. So he sent another telegraph saying that I am the Marine General, a captain. So you should turn your direction 10 degrees to the north.
没想到对方又传回电讯，我是海军一等兵，你朝你的南方调整你的航向十度。
So but he didn't realize that actually the other ship actually sent back another telegraph and saying that, well, I am a Marine soldier.You have to turn your direction 10 degrees to your south.
这个舰长大发雷霆，再送一个电讯。
So this captain was really mad, and he sent another telegraph.
我是一艘配备核子武器的战斗舰，你马上给我朝你的北方调整十度。
And he said that, well, I'm a fighter ship that has a nuclear power in me, so you should immediately turn 10 degrees to your north.
结果对方又传回电讯来了，这下舰长就不说话了。
So on the other side, actually sent another telegraph back.
电讯上说我是灯塔，你马上给我朝你的南方调整十度。
And the telegraph says, I am the lighthouse, so you should turn your direction 10 degrees to your south.
一个张狂的人就像这个舰长。
So a proud person is just like this captain.
喜欢依靠自己的一些身份地位，就要强迫别人听他的。
And he forces other people to do whatever he wants other to do because of his position and power.
遇到有人跟他意见不同，他就仗势欺人。
So when he sees when he meets somebody who has different opinions, he will try to force others.
反正必须转向的总是别人，不是他自己。
And it's always other people who has turned their directions, not him.
在我们的社会当中，张狂的人也很多。
And we can see a lot of people like this in our society.
多少达官贵人的子弟滥用父母亲的权势，四处霸道横行。
And we can see offsprings of people of high power and position abuse the power that they have from their parents.
在我们的工作环境当中也不例外。
And it's the same as in our working environment.
有多少老板滥用职权，无理无情的欺压下属。
And we can see many bosses uses their power to abuse their subordinate in the unreasonable and unmerciful way.
我们如果在工作上有一些职权，也需要好好反省我们如何对待别人。
So if we do have some power in our position at our jobs, and we have to be careful of how to use it.
我们做父母的 包括我在内，更需要自我反省。
And as parents, including myself, we have to reflect upon ourselves as well.
父母当然有管教孩子的责任。
And parents do have responsibility to discipline their children.
但是是不是我们有的时候也是以张狂的态度无理的欺压我们的孩子？
Do we sometimes also are proud and we actually oppress our children?
我想我的两个女儿可能今天回家会说：“啊，爸爸，我很喜欢你讲这句话。”
And I think my two daughters will go home and greatly agree with me.
好，我们刚刚讲了什么是自夸，什么是张狂。
So we just explained what it means to boast and what it means by to be proud.
而圣经说，爱是不自夸。不张狂，我们怎么可以活出这样的爱呢？
And the Bible says love does not boast and love is not proud. How do we do it?
刚刚讲过，自夸跟张狂最根本的问题是自私，是爱自己。
And we just mentioned that to boast or to be proud, the basic problem with that is selfish.
而人之所以会活在一个以自我为中心的生活当中，更根本的问题是心中没有神。
And that means that you are being self-centered. And the reason that the person is living in the self-centered way, it was because he has no God in his heart.
我想听到我这么说，一定有人马上会问：难道基督徒就没有这些问题吗？
So a lot of people may say that, well, are you saying that there's no such thing in Christians?
我们不是也遇到过很多基督徒有很严重的自夸和张狂的毛病吗？
Don't we ever met somebody who is a Christian and also is boasting and being proud?
的确，基督徒也需要小心。
Yes, Christians have to be careful as well.
因为我们虽然在头脑上、知识上知道有神，但真正的关键是神是不是在我们的生活当中真正占有中心的地位。
Although knowledge-wise, we acknowledge that there is God. However, the key is that whether or not God plays an important role in our lives.
我记不得是前一阵子听别人讲到，还是读哪一本书，看到几句话，我觉得很好。
I remember whether it was from somebody else's sermon or some book that I read, but I remember something was very well said.
自我这个字，在希腊文是 ego， 英文就是ego.
Self, or being selfish. This word is composed of ego.
那就是由这个 ego 三个字母组成。
It's composed of ego.
人之所以会自私自利，是因为他们把神排除在自己的生活之外 ，edge God out.
So for a person to be selfish, it was because this person edged God out.
这样的错，很多基督徒也照样的犯。
So the same kind of mistake is committed by many Christians.
如果我们要活出不自夸、不张狂的爱，第一要做的就是我们在每天的生活当中遵从神。Exalt God only.
If we want to possess the kind of love that is not boasting and is not proud, we have to in our life we have to exalt God only.
很多杰出的音乐家在演奏结束，观众为他热烈鼓掌的时候，他会用简单的手势指向天，表示将荣耀归给神。
So many musicians at the end of their performances, when people applaud, they will simply just do a gesture and point to the sky, and that just means to give all glory to God.
那我讲的意思不是说大家从此以后每次获得掌声后啊也要这样子装模作样一下。
So I'm not saying that whenever you get applaud, then you do the same thing and can point your fingers to the sky.
真正重要的是我们的生命被改变。
What's essential is that your life is changed.
带出生活态度的调整。
So that you can adjust the attitude that you have towards love.
在每天生活中的大事小事上，真的是寻求荣耀神，而不是荣耀自己。
So in everything big or small in your life that you do, you truly exalt God and to give glory to God.
新约圣经中的施洗约翰是一个很好的榜样。
And John the Baptist in the New Testament is a good example for us.
当他出来传道的时候，多少人到他那里去接受他施洗，听他讲道。
When he came to preach, everybody goes to him, and many people accept his baptism and listen to his messages.
但他始终没有忘记他的使命是为耶稣铺路，把人引导。去认识耶稣。
But he never forgot that his mission is to make way for Jesus and to lead people to Jesus.
等到耶稣的名声越来越大，一些原先跟随施洗约翰的人转去跟随耶稣，施洗约翰没有酸葡萄的这种 不平衡的心态。
So when more and more people, so when Jesus became more and more well known, more and more people, including followers of John the Baptist, turned to follow Jesus, John the Baptist was not, didn't have the attitude of sour grape.
他反而说他必兴旺，我必衰微。
But he said, however, he also, and instead he said, he must become greater, I must become less.
这是我们每一个基督徒都应该向神求的心志。
And this is the kind of attitude that we have to ask from God for all Christians.
如果我们对每一个人，我们每个人都有这样的态度，我们和同学同事之间的关系会改善。
If we have this kind of attitude, in our hearts, then our relationship with people around us will become better.
我们与我们的配偶和子女之间的关系会更加美好。
Our relationship between, with our spouses and our children will become better.
甚至我们在团契和教会当中与别人同工，关系都会更加和谐。
And even when we co-work with brothers and sisters in church or fellowships, our relationship will become better too.
有人说骄傲和谦卑是相互消长的。
So some people said that to be proud is in progression with to be humble.
就好像一个圆圈含有黑白两部分。
And it's just like in a circle, there's black and white.
如果黑的部分增加，白的部分就减少。
So if there's more black, then there's less white.
如果白的部分增加，黑的就减少。
So if there's more white, there's less black.
无论如何，谦卑和骄傲两个加起来总是百分之百。
But humility and proudness will add up to be 100%.
我们每个人都会觉得说啊，我有的时候还蛮谦卑的。
And so a lot of people think that well, most of the time I'm pretty humble.
但是问题是我们骄傲的时候有多少，谦卑的时候有多少。
But you have to ask yourself how much time of your life you're being humble and how much of those you're being proud.
骄傲的代表是自我。
So to be proud represents yourself.
谦卑的代表是主。
Humility represents God.
我们要活出爱是不自夸不张狂，就需要效法施洗约翰的榜样，说他必兴旺，我必衰微。
So if we want to live out an attitude of being not boasting and not proud, we have to be able to follow the example of John the Baptist and to be able to say he must become greater and I must become less.
另一方面，刚刚讲过自夸和张狂的根本问题是只想到自己。
And we just mentioned that the biggest problem with being boasting or being proud is that you always just think about yourself.
我们如果想活出爱是不自夸不张狂，其中一个具体可行的做法就是换一个想法。
So if you want to live a life that is not boasting and that's not proud, you have to change your attitude.
不再去想我怎么样可以利用别人来满足自己的需要。
So you no longer think about how to make people to satisfy your needs.
而是常常去想我可以怎么样摆上自己谦卑的服饰，好让别人得益处。
But you always think about how you can put forth yourself and to serve others so that others can gain.
耶稣在世上传道，热情跟随他想拥戴他做王的成千上万。
When Jesus was preaching in this world, there's a lot of people, tens of thousands of people who want to follow him and to want to make him the king.
但耶稣对他的门徒说，在你们中间谁愿为首就必做众人的仆人，因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
But Jesus said to them, whoever wants to be first must be slave of all, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
我在六月初飞去旧金山主持两位康奈尔校友的婚礼。
In the early June, I flew to San Francisco to officiate a wedding of two Cornell alumni.
男女双方都是当初我们教会成立英文堂时的十位元老当中的两位。
Both the groom and the bride are the two of the 10 forerunners when we started the English ministry here in Cornell.
他们都在2002年从康奈尔毕业。
They both graduated in 2002.
然后两个人今年都要从医学院毕业。
And they both will graduate from medical school this year.
那在婚礼结束后的晚宴当中，很多新郎新娘的朋友们一一分享他们对新郎新娘的印象。
So after the wedding and the banquet,the same night, a lot of friends of the bride or the groom came up to share.
让我很感动的是，很多人都提到， 当初他们读书时候的一些经历。
And I was deeply touched by a lot of sharings from their friends who talk about their experience when they were students at Cornell.
一些男孩子提到当初他们软弱遇到困难的时候，新郎怎么样来帮助他们。
Some friends of the groom says that the groom actually tried to help them when they were students and then when the friends are facing difficulties.
一些女孩子也提到当他们软弱遇到困难的时候，新娘怎么样主动的来关心他们，用爱心来服侍他们。
And a lot of girls also share that the bride has shown her love during difficult times of their lives.
其中一位伴郎还说，当初如果不是这位新郎关心鼓励他，他大概就没有办法留在康奈尔完成大学的学业。
And one of the best men even said that if it were not for the groom to help him, for his studies, he will not be able to finish his study at Cornell.
这个伴郎讲讲，眼泪都掉下来。
And then the best man was talking in tears.
我在听这些分享的时候，有很深的感触。
And I was deeply touched.
今天很多人在康奈尔读书或做研究的时候，想到的都是自己如何在竞争当中生存得胜。
And we can see that a lot of people, scholars who came to Cornell to study, and then all they think about is how to survive.
一些表现很好的人只在乎自己得到更多的注意，更多的掌声。
So those who do well are only thinking about how they can get more accomplishments, more applause.
但这对在六月初结婚的新郎和新娘，虽然当时课业的压力同样的大，但他们关心别人，而且毫不吝啬的去付出爱。
And we can see that for this groom and the bride who get married in early June, when they study Cornell, their pressure from studying is as big. But however, they are willing to sacrifice and to extend their hands to help others.
他们所做的在当时未必得到人的注意。
So what they was doing before, at that time may not be noticed by many people.
甚至可能还是一点牺牲，甚至让他们在一些方面有些吃亏。
And they may even have to sacrifice and even be taken advantage of when they do that.
但是在毕业五年之后的今天，这么多的朋友这么珍惜与他们的友谊。
But 5 years later, at their wedding, we can see that so many friends actually cherish the friendship that they had as students.
我真是看到一个很无私、付出爱的生活才是最有长久价值的。
So then I can see that a selfless, a sacrificial life is a life that has value.
这是因着我父亲的葬礼，我才知道许多我们过去不知道的事。
This time at my father's funeral, we get to know about many things that we never knew before.
我长大后曾经纳闷过，哎，我父亲似乎还蛮喜欢音乐的，怎么没有让我们去学钢琴？
When I was growing up, I wonder that how come for a person like my father who loves music so much, he did not let us go ahead and learn how to play the piano.
我这次去参加葬礼才知道，我父亲当初我们小的时候，他其实已经存好一笔钱。
And I realized during the funeral, I found out that actually my father did save up some of money for us to learn how to play the piano.
他要买钢琴让我姐姐可以学。
And he wanted also to buy a piano so that my sister can start to learn.
但后来因为我妈妈的那边的一个亲戚经济上有需要，我父亲就慷慨地把那笔钱给了他们。
But the relative from my mother's side was in a financial difficulty, so actually my father gave this amount of savings to this relative.
不但如此，在那之后，我的表哥几次学费付不出来的时候，都是我父亲付的。
And not only that, but later on when my cousins are having trouble paying their tuition, my father actually helped them generously.
我父亲的一位老朋友还告诉我。
One of the old friends of my father's also told me.
当初我父亲的一位大学同学过世几年之后，那个人的孤儿寡妇经济遇到困难。
And he said that when one of his college friends died, and he's the widow and the children actually are in financial trouble.
也是我父亲伸手援助，帮助他们一家建立稳定的经济基础。
So my father also helped, helped them financially to help them to reestablish some stability in the family.
那位同学的大女儿今天是一位教会牧师的一个教会师母。
The daughter of that family now is a wife of a pastor.
我在想，以我父亲当时在事业上的成就，他绝对有本钱在别人面前趾高气扬。
And I was thinking that if we were just to look at the accomplishment that my father had in his life, he has all the reason to be boasting.
但他从来没有。
But he never.
他总是愿意帮助人。
He's always willing to help out.
而且从来不把这个拿出来炫耀。
And he never talk about it and to show that off.
以至于很多这些事，连我们这些子女都不知道。
Such that a lot of these things that was never known to us.
但在这次他的葬礼当中，我再次强烈的感受到，这么多人与他相交五六十年。对他如此的推崇有加，不是没有原因的。
So this time at his funeral, I found out that all these his old friends who were friends with him for more than 50-60 years and still praise him for what he did, for what he did, and there's reason to it.
弟兄姐妹和朋友们，让我们做一个有智慧的人。
Brothers and sisters, let us be a person of wisdom.
真诚的。好好的来爱我们周围的每一个人。
So let's love people around us with sincerity and with truth.
善待我们的配偶和子女。
And be kind to your spouse and your children.
善待我们的同学、同事和朋友。
Be kind to your classmates, your colleagues, and your friends.
因为美好的人际关系实在是人生的一大财富。
Because a good interpersonal relationship is a big valuable wealth to your life.
我们接下来要擘饼纪念主。
Now is time for communion.
好吧，我们就利用一点时间，我们来神面前安静祷告。
And let's spend some time to be quiet in front of our God.
我们可以来反省我们是不是edged God out.
Let's examine ourselves